The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. So come, Lord Jesus, and be born in our hearts this Christmas, we pray. Amen. So some of you might have seen the John Lewis Christmas advert. If you haven't seen it, this is what happens in there. It starts with Elton John at his piano and plays a video of his many concerts and the impact that he has had using that piano and using his gift, his voice. And then there's a flashback to him as a child sitting down, or not sitting actually, opening his present, and the present is that piano. And it's a lovely moment there, but I like the caption at the end of that video. It says, "Some gifts are more than just a gift." And that just sums it up right there. I want to share with you tonight that the gift of God, Jesus, is more than just a gift. He is the essence of God's love for us, for the world. He is more than just a baby in the manger. He is Christ, our Savior, desiring to reconcile all the world back to God. He wants us to live life as God intended us to live. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 14. We find one of the key verses there says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it." Quoting from this book that I talked about, I'll just read. It says, "The peculiar quality of the joy in a successful fantasy can be thus explained as a sudden glimpse of the underlying reality or truth. The Gospels contain a story of a larger kind which embraces all the essence of fairy stories. But this story has entered history and the primary world. This story begins and ends in joy. There is no tale ever told that men would rather find was true, and none which so many skeptical men have accepted as true on its own merits." As we celebrate Christmas and rejoice and enjoy family and time together, I would like to remind us of some truths that we may already know about Christmas. What is Christmas really about? Yes, it is a time to love, a time to share, a time to be kind, a time to care, a time to play and laugh about. It is also a time that we remember who the real reason for the season is. Jesus is the greatest gift of all. I want to look at some two key words in our Bible text which help us here. Light and life. Verse 4 and verse 9 show us that the reference to light and life is to the same person. Verse 4 says, "The life gives light to everyone." In verse 9, "The light gives light to everyone." There's no better story this Christmas, or indeed throughout our lives on earth, than to know that God loves us. John tells us that Jesus, the Word, was there from the very beginning. He made us alongside the Father and the Spirit and loved us from the very start. He knew you and me before we were born. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says, "He knows the plans that he has for us, plans to give us a future and a hope." So what does that future look like? Jesus tells us that it is one of life to its fullest in John chapter 10, verse 10. But that life to the fullest can only be lived with Jesus at the center of it. Because he made us out of love, he has what's best for us. Back in Genesis, in the Old Testament, at the very beginning, after the world was made, some of us here might be familiar with that story. Sin came into the world. Sin is also called darkness, evil. All the pain, the suffering, the hate, the malice, the dysfunctionality, as listed in another part of the Bible in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. You and me, God's beloved friends, find that we have fallen short of his standards, and we all need a savior. Another part of the Bible, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, mentions that a little bit. So throughout the Old Testament, God is seeking to execute his rescue plan through prophets, through judges, through kings. But because they are humans, just like us, they keep falling short of his standards. And so in John's gospel, we see that God decides to take on that responsibility himself, like any good leader would do. He is born into our world, into our brokenness. He is born weak, frail, a baby, born that he might journey through our world, that he might meet us where we are. And you know that feeling when sometimes we share our stories and people come out with the classic line, "I know how you feel." Well, God can truly say, "I know how you feel," because verse 14 tells us that he came that he might be Emmanuel, God with us. This awesome story of joy and hope points to the cross. Jesus, the light of the world, shines in the darkness. He shines through sin, through evil. And guess what? The evil, the sin, the pain cannot overcome him. Jesus wins every time. So let us celebrate his birth knowing that he loves us and wants to be Emmanuel for us. He wants to be the savior of our lives if we will let him. As I conclude, God so loved the world that he gave. So our question is, what can we give back to him? God has given us the very best gift, the gift, and he calls us to receive this gift. The light came and dwelt among the people, but they didn't recognize him. In fact, they rejected him. My question for us, gently put this evening, is have we recognized that light and received the light, that gift of eternal life in our hearts? We are also called to be messengers of good news. John the Baptist was called to be a forerunner. When we see the light and receive the life, that eternal life that he gives, we cannot keep it to ourselves, but we want to share it with others too. In other gospels, in the nativity story, we find the shepherds telling it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. I love to sing, and every time I think of anything, a song pops into my mind, and I'm reminded of one of those. Go tell it on the mountains. You might not know it, but I, over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. They go and tell it on the mountains. Here in John, the call is that he will be born in our hearts. What can we give to the king? The three kings, the wise men, brought gifts. So maybe our response might be, one, let us give him our hearts by receiving the Savior, Emmanuel, to dwell in us. And two, let us give this gift to others. The Bible says, freely we have received, so freely we give. I will end by reading for you another quote from this book. The gospel is the ultimate story that shows victory coming out of defeat, strength coming out of weakness, life coming out of death, rescue from abandonment. And because it is a true story, it gives us hope because we know life is really like that. It can be our story as well. God made you to love him supremely, but he lost you. He returned to get you back, but it took the cross to do it. He absorbed your darkness so that one day you can finally and dazzlingly become your true self and take your seat at his eternal feast. Amen.